We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Mem Tet. V'inei Pirash Tam Yisuram BeYisrael Mipnei Zeh Shein Kulan Nashim. The Torah says that the nations, well, they could access information about the future through all types of sorcery, but you, Israel, you can't. So we saw last week that Nachmanides is of the opinion that the Gentiles are allowed to use different forms of sorcery to access the future, but Israel are prohibited from it. And the reason is because we are Hashem's lot, as the Pasuk says, Valken Amal, that's why the Pasuk says, Tamim Tiyayim Hashem Elokecha. Be whole with Hashem your God. Uperush Tamim Shalem. And the word Tamim means whole. Lomar Shiyu Shlemim, Kulam Hashem. Meaning Hashem saying, I don't want you dealing with that shtuyot. Yes, there's some truth to it. There are ways of knowing some aspects of the future, but I want you completely mine. And you have no portion, you have no business dealing with your lot, with your zodiac, with the stars, with the different forces that be in the world. Again, Nachmanides is of the opinion, different than Maimonides. Remember, there's a big machlokas from the period of the Gaonim already. Nachmanides is of the opinion that these things have validity. That there are forces that be out there, and there are ways of accessing this. It's not all a farce. Maimonides says it's all a farce. The Gaonim, we brought this Machlokas Gaonim already previous weeks. Some held that when they'd access the dead, they'd really ask the dead, and it was real, and there were ways of doing it. And others held that they were all charlatans. They were ventriloquists. They knew how to put on a good show. It was all a game. The Torah says don't do it because it's ridiculous. The Ramban is of the opinion it's not ridiculous. There are forces out there, and there are real ways of accessing them, but it's not for you. We saw the Ran was of the same opinion. The Ran in the previous speech, in the fourth speech, the Ran says, if I'm not going to worship the force, so then why does the Torah prohibit it? If God created these forces, just like I could use medicine, and I could use the sun, and I could use all the forces that are here, why can't I use spiritual forces? Why can't I access the dead? I won't worship the dead, I'll just access them. And the Ran went on to explain why the Torah prohibits it if I'm not going to worship it. The Ramban is of the same opinion, that the forces really exist. There are forces out there. But the Torah says, you don't need that. You have me, God says, and you should be all mine. And that's what it says in the beginning of the parasha. You're coming to the land that Hashem, your God, is giving you. Don't learn to do the disgusting things they do. Now, the pasuk is problematic because, at first glance, it's problematic because we know that the only time that the Torah discusses the land of Israel is with regard to the mitzvahs that have to do with the produce of the land. But there's no relevance to the land of Israel with regard to honoring your parents. It doesn't say, when you come to Israel, honor your parents. No, you honor your parents here, you honor your parents there. Every mitzvah that's obligatory on the individual, not on the produce, has nothing to do with Israel. It's a mitzvah worldwide. So then why is it that when it comes to this type of sorcery, the Torah says, you're coming to the land of Israel, so don't do the disgusting things they do. What does it have to do with the land of Israel? It's a mitzvah wherever you live. Just like tefillin, just like mezuzah. Every mitzvah that's my mitzvah is relevant everywhere. So why does the Torah connect it to the land? Amar ki ba'aretz lo yilmedu otam ve lo yasu kacha. God says, when you come to the land, don't let them teach you this behavior. Don't do that. Because it's unnecessary for you. God says, when you're in the land of Israel, well, I'm going to give you prophets there. It's what God is saying in the land of Israel, you don't need it. Because remember, prophecy is only in the land of Israel. The Talmud says it, the Medrash says it, we all know it in the name of the Kuzari. Prophecy is only in the land of Israel. So what God is saying, I'm bringing you to the land. You're going to see the people of the land are doing all kinds of disgraceful things to figure out the future. You don't do that because I'm giving you profit in the land of Israel. In Chutzarts, I won't give you profit. Unless he began his prophecy in Israel, then a prophet can continue in Chutzarts. The nations, they have no other way. They don't have prophets. So they use sorcery. So the Ramban says, that's the idea that Hashem says, when you come to the land of Israel, don't learn from them. It's not that in Chutzlarts you're allowed to do sorcery, but the whole idea, Hashem says, don't learn from them, because I'll give you prophets. Where will I give you prophets? In the land of Israel. So that's the connection to the land of Israel. So at the end of the day, bottom line, the Ramban holds, non-Jews are allowed to use these different tools to access the future. Jews are prohibited worldwide. But Hashem is saying, you don't even need it, because I will give you prophets. You're coming to the land of Israel, and over there you will have prophets.